Hey everybody, and welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm your host, Clayton Morris. Thank you so much for finding us, dialing us up, and checking out how to build financial freedom. We try to help you build financial intelligence here on the show. That's our whole goal, to create passive income so you can quit your 9-to-5 job and focus on the things that matter in your life. The vehicle that we use is buy and hold real estate that creates monthly cash flow. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth, and I'm not the first one. That's why just about every member of Congress is a real estate investor. That's why the tax code benefits real estate investors. No coincidence there. So why not take advantage of it and also start investing? Today on the show, I want to talk about the importance of building a good and quality partnership. But before I do that, if you haven't had a chance yet, I want you to check out our Financial Freedom Cheat Sheet. It's totally free. It's 3 pages long, roughly. And it'll walk you through how to figure out your expenses, how to then reverse engineer how much money you need every month in order to live financially free, and shows you basically how to pick up real estate in order to do that. So head on over to our website. It's free. Again, it's morrisinvest.com/freedom. The link is in the show notes, and you can download that for free. Sit down with your partner and go through it. All right, today's episode, we're going to talk about the qualities of a good partnership. You know, a lot of people, when they get started in real estate investing, think that they have to do it themselves, or that the way to invest in real estate is to do it on your own, solo. And nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, that is a massive, massive rookie mistake to think that you can do this in a vacuum, to think that you can do this on your own. You simply cannot. Now, I'm not going to go through in today's episode all of the people that you need to have on your team. And these are people that you don't need at the beginning. So don't get scared. Don't think, oh, I can't do this because I don't have all these people. We're not going to talk about those people today. We're going to do a whole other episode on how to build a quality team. And we're going to also do a separate video on our YouTube channel. So you can check that out over at Morris Invest on YouTube as well. There'll be some visual aids so you can dive into that. But you don't need those people now. Like if you're just starting, you probably don't know anyone in the real estate world, right? You might not have a banker. You have no contractors. You have no accountants. You have none of that stuff. So don't worry about it. Don't sweat it. But today we're just going to talk about the qualities of a good partnership so that when you do eventually build that team, you'll know what to look for. These are very important questions to ask and very important things to think about, because some partnerships are destined for success. And others, honestly, are doomed to failure right from the start. I've had a lot of great relationships, and I've had some bad ones. And you have to learn from those. And this is what makes or breaks a partnership. So here's some qualities of good partnerships, and here's some things that they have in common. And you can write these down. There are 5 of them. And I want you to think about these as you're building your team over the next few months. And think about this. Number one, you need to be able to have accountability to one another. And all of my good partnerships and the friends that I've gone into business with over the years, you and your partner should push each other to achieve objectives together and have mutual accountability. And I have weekly check-ins with some of my great partners and some people that I don't actually partner in business with, but we've just become great business friends because we hold each other accountable. I'll get a text message from a friend of mine who says, "Hey, have you done this thing yet? You better. I'm watching you. You know, you got to get on this. You got to get on this. Stay on track. Remember to stay focused," you know. And so you hold each other accountable for hitting your goals. I have a friend who I've pushed to really focus on building his rental portfolio. And he is now able to really scale back on his day job. And he is now able to have that passive income coming in. He's able to focus on his business and to do those other things that he really wants to in life. So the accountability is so important in building a good partnership. Another key area of building a quality partnership is commitment. You should be committed to each other and the goals that you have together. So you need to be able to have quality commitments, and you need to stick to those. So if one person is on one page and another person's on another page, it's never going to work. I worked with a partner recently on a big project, and we, you know, each run in different businesses, but it took us a lot of collaboration and time together to be committed to getting this project off the ground collaboratively. It's not going to happen if one person is asleep in the cockpit, the other person's doing all the heavy lifting. So you have to have that commitment to the project. And, you know, be honest with yourself. If that commitment isn't there on your side, you really don't feel like it's the time, you don't have the attention, you don't have the bandwidth right now, then, you know, maybe it's not something you should pursue. If you don't have that commitment, let's say a friend comes to you, a potential business partner comes to you and says, "Hey, Sam, I really would love to work on this big real estate development project. And it's going to require us to go out to Arizona and buy up some desert land. We're going to meet with the city council. We're going to do this. We're going to subdivide this. We're going to meet with this and get water rights for this." And if you are fully on board, then that's a big commitment, right? Then you're going to be flying out to Arizona. You're going to be doing all of this planning. You're going to be putting all of these different pieces together. That needs to be in place before you actually dive in. Otherwise, you know what? You're going to hurt the partnership. And you're going to hurt the other person. Today's episode is brought to you by Vista Print. Do you need some business cards made and you don't want to spend an arm and a leg to do it? And you want them to look fantastic and professional? Well, that's where VistaPrint.com comes in. These guys have been around for years and I've used them for years. You know, when you're in real estate and you're going out to local real estate meetups and you want to meet some people, meet contractors, meet brokers, private lender, whatever it is, you want to be there and you want to look professional. And so VistaPrint allows you to create custom cards just for you. They give you that great big look and feel like a big business. You know, your next big opportunity is coming right now. And all it takes to feel like you're ready to own the now is $10. $10. That's all it costs. That's a low price to have the confidence that you're always ready to make an impression with your cards or get seen in a new way. So a custom card with colors, fonts, designs, and images that you can choose means you can look and feel like a big deal, whether you're just a startup or a business with a century of history. And it doesn't have to be hard. And we know there are a lot of small business owners listening to this show right now. And if you need to get your cards updated, or you're thinking, you know what, I really need to freshen this up, or I'm out of cards, you got to check out Vista Print. You can create truly professional, unique cards in minutes. So upload your own design or start with one of their professionally designed options. VistaPrint offers simple tools and a wide range of templates to choose from, so they make it super simple. Pick the paper stock that you want, the style, and the quantity that's right for you. Then you choose the delivery speed. Order and receive your cards in as few as 3 days. It's kind of amazing. You go in there, you think back in the day and you had to order business cards. I mean, you have to go to like some local print shop, and it would take weeks, and you'd have to kind of figure out how you're going to design the logo. Now you just go right to their website, pick everything you want, and they show up at your door in a nice big long box just a few days later. It's pretty amazing. And they only carefully select inks and responsibly sourced paper stocks. So they have dozens of designs that are just right for your business to pick from. Add your logo, your contact information with a few clicks, and you can use it on all of your marketing going forward. So you can save these logos and use them on letterhead and other things. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed, or they will make it right, either by reprinting it or offering you a refund. Can't beat that. So here's how you get a great code to use for under $10. Listen to this. VistaPrint wants you to do something great for your business right now, which is why our listeners are going to get 500 cards, 500 high-quality custom business cards, starting at $9.99. All you need to do is use the code INVESTING at VistaPrint.com. That's the code INVESTING when you're checking out. You just got to go to VistaPrint, VistaPrint.com. INVESTING is the code you use at VistaPrint.com. Thanks, guys. Another key area of a good and strong partnership is open-mindedness. That's, you know, honestly, one of the keys to the success of my marriage is the open-mindedness, that where I can come to my wife with some pie in the sky idea and she really keeps me grounded. But a lot of times we launch these ideas. They take off. Sometimes they crash and burn, but a lot of times they take off and she really can't believe it. You know, she's like, "I can't believe that you saw that and we did it and we executed on that." And the same thing with my wife, and I have an open mind approach to when she comes to me with an idea about our finances, or we're going to do this with taxes, or we're going to do this with the estate, or we're going to, I said, "Okay, all right, I'll take your word for it." And then it ends up, you know, panning out. But if I'm just a wall and I'm stonewalling, then it's never going to work out. It's never going to be a success, and it's just going to fail. It's going to crash on the launch pad. Another key area of a good partnership, number four, is to have a healthy debate. I love our, you know, and I use my wife, but this is a great example. I mean, I love talking about the marriage in this way, but we'll have date nights where we'll go out and talk about business strategy and things that we want to accomplish over the next year. And we have a healthy debate about it. And you have to have those healthy debates before some big decisions are made. You got to go back and forth, think about the pros and cons. And, you know, are the cons, though, fear-based? Is it just simply fear? Or are the cons legitimate? Because I think fear is just garbage, right? So if fear is holding you back, then that shouldn't be part of the debate. But having a healthy debate around the pros and cons can really lead to a fruitful partnership. And then ultimately, number five, you need to have similar values, similar core values. You and your partner should share those same values. And if you don't, I mean, I've been in business, partnership ended a while ago, but where I just didn't see eye to eye with their approach. It was more of a sort of a bullying approach to things years ago in a former business life of mine. And I just didn't see eye to eye with it. It didn't fit what I wanted to accomplish with my company. And you have to have that out of the gate. You'll know right away whether or not something is going to work based on that energy. And listen to your gut in those energetic moments. If you feel like this is not in alignment with who I am, then maybe I shouldn't be a part of it, right? I mean, there are a lot of different companies out there, and not all of them are in alignment with you. And that's okay. That's okay. I often think of, you know, there are a lot of different podcasts. There are a lot of different books. There's a lot of different authors, and there's a lot of different financial advisors. There's a lot of those things, right? Well, you might say, yeah, but why are there so many? Well, because not all of those authors speaks to everyone. Not all of those messages are resonating with the right people. That's why there are people with certain tribes. There are people whose messages resonate because they're on the same frequency. They have that same energy. And that's why it's incredibly important when you're building your partnership for real estate investing. You think, you know, I'm going to work with my neighbor and he and I are going to build an LLC and we're going to buy rental properties together. Make sure you can have that healthy debate. Make sure there's an open-minded approach to that relationship. Make sure that you're both committed to it and one person's not doing all the work. Have you seen that commercial recently where there are two guys sitting on the couch and the one guy says, "Do you know where I can find a good contractor?" And the friend says, "Yeah, I do." And the other friend just cuts him off and says, "Great. This afternoon, I'd like five different contractors' names, phone numbers, and their bid amount. And I would like to know they're this, this, and this, and this." "Great. Thanks. I appreciate it." So the one friend is just asking the other friend to do all the work, right? And then they say, "Go to Angie's List and find your contract," you know, whatever it is. You cannot have that in a strong partnership. It's impossible. And then, of course, you have to have those similar values and accountability. I hope you found this useful. This is at the core of those relationships that I've built over the years and that have made, the most sense and most successful in our company and in our business and in our investing journey. Because without them, you cannot survive. It's just simply impossible. We publish this show every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, folks. And I really want to thank you for subscribing and sharing this with a loved one who you know may want to get involved in investing, may want to start taking action to become a real estate investor. It's really, really special that you share these episodes with other people because I think it can change lives. I mean, I hope it does. That's why we do this for free, try to help you get out there and take action and become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you back here next time, everyone.